Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. We are the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is currently 10. Does that say 10?
Oh, my God. It is 10 degrees.
Holy cow.
Oh, all that pop and everything I left on the porch is popping.
Yeah, you got a problem
there.
It's
going to explode.
All right, over the weekend, nobody wins the big lotto. It's now at $18 million. I don't know how much longer this thing could go. It's not been won in months.
Yeah.
$18 million. I forgot to buy tickets this weekend. That's the first time I forgot.
That's not like you.
No, not at all.
That could have been your winning ticket.
Man, I got caught up in that basketball game I went to with Tennessee and Colorado this weekend.
I know, but I'm just saying, it's like, you know, like nobody won. It could have been you.
Could have been me.
But you didn't buy.
Could have been me, because I got so close, remember last week, Wednesday, that, yeah, I could have, man, oh man, I might have blown it this weekend. Oh, speaking of which, we have lottery tickets to give away. Scratch-off tickets. We'll do that in just a few. You win 50 tickets for yourself and then 50 tickets to give to somebody else. If I were you, I'd keep all 100.
Say, you don't have to give it to anybody.
You don't have to give it to anybody if you don't want to. But it's titled, You Win 50 and You Give 50. But you don't really have to give it to anybody.
Nope.
All right. How do you like the way I'm dressed today? I'm kind of disappointed in myself. I went down to the restroom a few minutes ago. It was the first time I've looked in a mirror this morning. And I really do clash today for some reason. I don't know what I was thinking when I walked out of the house.
I don't know how Lisa does it.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, okay, it's funny that you brought this up, because we were all at, you know, how I had that girl's slumber party?
Yeah.
Well, there's 10 of us girls, and we're all, you know, having cocktails and stuff, and we were all laughing about how we always want to change you guys. Like, we don't know if on the other side, if you guys are always thinking like, God, I wish you wouldn't wear that black dress. It's so hideous. We don't think that you ever think that. But, for example, when I was married, my ex always wore sweater vests. And it was so embarrassing. I mean, it literally was, and it said Ryder Cup on it, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and so then one day I kind of just put it somewhere where he'd never find it again in the trash.
Yeah, just at the bottom.
Just kind of, no, it went to the, like, I put it away. Because you have to do that, because you guys have no fashion sense whatsoever. So my one friend, Ashley, is at the slumber party, right? And she's like, okay, you guys, I'm just going to tell you the truth. She's been dating this guy. He's so fantastic. He's great looking. He's like the total package, but he's too tall for his pants.
So he wears high waters?
So it looks
listen
like
to that again. He's too tall for his pants.
Huh. He's like wearing capris almost. Like they're too.
And she's like, you guys, I can see his socks.
And that bothers her.
Oh my God. And she doesn't know what to do, right? Because you can't really hurt your feelings because they're still new. So then she finally has that, like, okay, I'm just going to tell him he's too tall for his pants. Not saying high waters, because high waters feels mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, right. And if you point out that you're buying your pants too short,
yeah,
then that seems a little bit mean too.
Right.
So kind of like you're too tall for your pants. It's almost like a compliment.
Right. Even though he's not tall.
Oh, he's not?
No.
Oh.
I mean, he's average size. He's not short. Oh. But he's, you know, he's not tall.
Oh.
He's my height, probably a little bit higher. I don't know, about 6 foot.
If he's that, then maybe he is catching on that it's an insult.
So wait,
you know,
so, yeah, because I was thinking like a guy that's 7 feet tall or something like that.
No, I bet he's about 6 foot.
Okay,
yeah. So anyway, so she's like, she drinks some water. She's like, I just want to tell you, Ken. His name is Ken.
Ken.
Her name's Ashley.
Okay.
You're too tall for your pants. And so he's like, what? And she's like, I can see her socks. And he's like, oh my God, is that wrong? And she said, yeah, why don't we get some new, you know, pants? So you know what he says? What? Hold on, you're going to die. I would love to go shopping with you and get a few new pair of corduroy pants.
Corduroys?
Corduroy kin!
Wait, do
they still make those? There's no way they still make those.
That's what I said!
I used to wear corduroys when I was like in elementary school.
Well, what's wrong with
you
corduroy?
You can't wear corduroys?
Why?
No!
Oh, I've
no.
got three or
That's
four
like
pair.
Wearing carpet on your legs.
I don't care.
You can't do that.
It's a great feeling. I love corduroy.
Oh my God, where were you over the weekend? That's the best line ever. Carpet on your... You're wearing carpet on your legs.
It's not a good look,
Oh
bro.
My God.
Really?
So, oh my God.
Corduroy's bad?
So we all knew this secret, right, about corduroy kin. Well, he decides to come over later on Saturday, not on Friday night for the girls' night, but Saturday night.
Oh, no.
So we all know about it, right? Well, we're doing these. This is mean, girl.
Now, was he wearing pants?
He was
short?
Wearing jeans, and they were fine.
Okay,
he was fine. But we have this secret. So, and we're mean girls, right? So we start doing inside jokes. Like, does anybody know where my cordless phone is?
Oh, you're doing pun jokes
around him, and oh my God, he has no idea it's happening. And I'm like, well, according to the weather, and oh my God, it was so mean and awesome.
And you could always throw in, like, you know where my cord's at, Roy?
Yeah. Oh my God, it was so bad.
Today, and it brought up me, I look in the mirror when I go down to the bathroom. I don't think I could mismatch more than I am today.
It's so bad, BJ.
I've got on a shirt that's it's almost a military green, right?
Yeah.
And my hat is a
light blue.
It's a Tennessee Titans hat. But, I mean, you're talking about looking
Did
awful.
Did she ever say anything like you know, you're too tall for your pants?
she'll say things like, you're wearing that? If we're going to go somewhere, like, for example, we went to the Botanic Gardens on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I wore slides.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Nobody looks at your feet at the garden.
Socks and flops.
Yeah, it's freezing. Yeah, it's pretty cold out.
Yeah. Socks and flops.
Guys, Saturday night it was 50 degrees.
I know, but why don't you wear some
cold.
50 degrees isn't warm when you're not in the sun.
Why don't you wear some sensible shoes? You need sensible shoes.
You know what? You guys are just mean.
No, but I have a question. Did something happen when you guys, you know, are raised or whatever? Like, you don't know that pants shouldn't be short. You don't know that that looks hideous, what you're wearing.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not know? Like, what
happens? I don't know.
Are there not people to help you along life's path?
I you know what, Jamie? I looked in the mirror when I went down to the restroom just a few minutes ago, and I looked at myself, and I thought, what were you thinking this morning?
Well,
it never went off that in your head that this is not working here.
Can I just take it one more further? I'm sorry to do this.
Can I say no? Yeah. Am I loud?
You obviously got this in Hawaii. Was it the 2-for-$10 rack?
Was
it the clearance? Because what is that? The B-17, the Flying Fortress.
I bought it at Pearl Harbor.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Was it on the 2-for-$10 rack?
Yeah, it was like $7.
It's not like you served on that ship.
I know. And has he ever mentioned to you, I love the B-17?
It works because tomorrow's Pearl Harbor Day.
You should have worn it tomorrow.
December 7th, you know?
It's like, I've never even heard you talk about, you know, like flight. You don't even like airplanes.
No, I don't.
No. So why did you buy the Flying Fortress B-17?
And I bought a hat that matches it, goes with it.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
like your animals?
Well, it says the USS Tennessee on it because I like that.
It's like Tennessee.
Yeah, but when I wear that hat, I've worn it around the house before. I look like I'm like 85 years old. I look like I served on one of those ships. And so I refuse to wear it because... I'm just saying. Why do don't I just go ahead and play Jamie's favorite song?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Hey, happy birthday to me.
Donut do this. Happy birthday, Jamie. Here's your Adele for you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday morning, December, 6th? It is the 6th today. It's Jamie's birthday,
by the way.
And Christmas is, 2 weeks from Saturday?
It is?
Yeah. 2 weeks from this coming Saturday.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. I'm not even ready.
No, me either.
Oh, my God.
So far behind.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. And you know what? I really had big plans this year. Like, I was going to keep a secret notebook. So when you guys said stuff, you know, I was going to write it down. But the only thing I have in my secret notebook, because I like that when somebody surprises you and they thought about something that you said a long time ago. Yeah. And you're like, wow, you really thought of me. The only thing I have in my secret notebook is mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, because you love mayonnaise.
I do love mayonnaise. I do. I can eat it by the spoonful.
So I was just going to order like a whole thing of different flavored mayonnaises for you.
Like an industrial tub.
Cool. I'll eat it.
I know, but I'm so sad. I just had it was really something I was going to do for everybody. I was going to really try to think of people this year and keep a secret notebook. And all it says, look, here it is, actually.
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
You didn't even spell it out. You just put mayo.
I know.
And I love it on Sloppy Joe's.
I know. That's where it happened.
That's my favorite, too.
So nasty.
Yeah. You know, I always do the same thing, too. The same thing you're doing is, listen up, see what people are saying, and use that to, and I've done nothing either. So, I mean, we always have these great intentions, but nothing ever follows
up. Now, do we have rules for us as a gift exchange? Like, I always feel like I spend way more on Carson and Schmidl than you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no rules.
Yeah, there are no rules. I try to keep it within $5. I like to put a limit on stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, things get out of hand.
Yeah.
And this year's a little tight. It might be around $4. Got to be honest with you.
It's just that I never feel like we have rules and nobody knows what we're doing.
I don't think we've ever set any guidelines or limitations.
We have.
Oh,
yeah,
we have. Okay.
We've done $25 before, right, Schmidl?
I think last year we did like $40.
Yeah, like $40
like
a person.
Do you want to do that again?
We've had the rules before.
Do you
I think
40?
You stay within. 40's fine.
Okay.
40, okay.
40 each.
40 per person, right?
I wonder how much mayonnaise I'll get.
About $40 can buy a lot of mayonnaise.
Yeah.
That
would last me all year.
Yeah, because it's all flavored now.
Speaking of gifts, how about 50 lottery tickets for yourself and then 50 for somebody else, although I just keep them. That's 100 tickets. $1 scratch off, so got that to give away right now.
And it's with the Colorado Lottery. Thank you very much. Be caller 9 right now at 303-22-ALICE.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Can't be too hard on the Broncos this morning. I feel like everybody felt like that we were going to lose over the weekend anyway with Kansas City, right?
Yeah, I didn't really watch it, so I said it wasn't embarrassing, but then people are like, did you watch it? It was embarrassing. I was like, because I just came in and out of it. I didn't sit on my ass and watch it.
Right.
So I felt like the times I popped into that room, it was okay.
No, it was rough.
I know a couple of people that are big Bronco fans, and we were talking on Saturday, obviously prior to the game.
Yeah.
And everybody I spoke to said, hey, we're going to get our clocks cleaned on this one because, I mean, you got to go to Kansas City. Tough place to play. And, kind of expected what happened.
And it was windy.
Yeah. And for the first time, and I know we were doing reverse psychology with the G-Man, but he actually got it right because he did pick Kansas City, right?
Right, because we told him he had to because he's a jinx.
Yeah. So he picks Kansas City and they win.
Well, yeah. So but, I think that the thing is, I don't think we can get all over them and attack them because, I mean, Kansas City is a great team.
Yes.
So, I mean, we knew we were going to lose.
I agree.
I think we just wanted some kind of miracle to happen, and so I don't think we can really be disappointed.
Or maybe be more competitive. Maybe that's what we were expecting.
I thought they were competitive.
Man.
No. It's all rookies. They're doing the best they can, man.
No. Man. Well, we got beat. We got skunked for the most part. 22 to what, 9, I think it was? Is that right? 22 to 6, 9, something like that?
Yeah,
all right. Alec Baldwin, backlash from last week's interview with George Snapperlapperlus, that he had to get off all his social media over the weekend.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, they ran him off.
What does that mean?
Well,
they were bullying him?
People were all over him because, you know, he said that he didn't feel responsible for that death on the set of that movie Rust. But he got rid of all of his social accounts over the weekend because people are just mad at him, I guess.
You know that they have, like, high-priced, like, crazy-ass management, you know, teams that could go in and help crisis management, and they help a lot of people, and they have a whole plan to get you out of this. I mean, if you notice, I'm just saying, and not that it's the same at all, but if you notice, Travis Scott hasn't said a word.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because he's got the Kardashian crisis management team going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Alec Baldwin did himself no favors by doing that interview. I mean, that was a huge mistake that he made. So that's why he was forced off social media. All right, we played this for you earlier this morning, about an hour and a half ago. The CEO that had to fire everybody over the weekend. So we'll play the audio for you again. But think about this for a minute. You're invited to a Zoom call. He's the CEO of something called Better.com, which is, I think, a digital mortgage company or something. And he puts 900 people on the call just to fire them 2 weeks before Christmas.
And he's not very nice.
No,
he has no remorse. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like his tone even.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when you're on Zoom, it's easier to do than in person, right?
Yeah, because it doesn't feel real.
I guess. Here you go. This is the Zoom call. 900 employees all let go.
I come to you with not great news. The market has changed, as you know. We have to move with it.
You know, you got to figure when he says, I come to you with not such good news, market's changed. You got to figure at that point, everybody's going, uh-oh.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, this is bad. This is going
to
be bad.
I come to you with not great news. The market has changed. As you know, we have to move with it in order to survive so that hopefully we can continue to thrive and deliver on a mission. I wanted you to hear from me, but we are laying off about 15% of the company. If you're on this call, you are part of the unlucky group being laid off.
Wow.
Man.
Like I said earlier this morning, I'm not on this call.
That wasn't me.
I completely get out of that call immediately, if that's the case. Right?
What's the worst way that you've ever been fired?
I'll tell you my worst situation. And honestly, it's the only time I've ever been fired. I only got fired one time. But I was in a radio station. Mm-hmm. It was called Y95 in Phoenix, Arizona. Okay. You worked there, Jim.
Yeah, I did.
You worked there. So I did the night shift. I worked from 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. to midnight, whatever it was. Okay. And the cleaning group, the ladies or whatever, used to come into the building at night. And that's when they did the cleaning, whatever. But my boss's office, I would go in there and kind of snoop around when they would unlock it for cleaning, okay?
Oh, no, in your permanent file?
No, I wouldn't go through files and stuff of that nature. I just kind of walk in there and look around and, you know, kind of see what the boss is up to, right? One night I go into this office. The cleaning people leave it open while they're doing their thing around the building. I go in and I notice on his desk is a notepad that says, replace BJ.
Wait, what?
And it has the guy who's going to replace me. His name is below mine with his phone number.
Oh, no.
I thought about getting
his
phone number.
Why would you have to write down replace BJ? Wouldn't you know in your head you're going to replace the guy?
Like a to-do list? You're
like
on a
you
to-do
were
list.
So like not important in the company, they had to write down your name to remember.
Jamie, it rocked my world. Oh. I walk in there, and I see where this guy has written down to replace me with this other schmo out of New Orleans that he's flying in there. And it just ruined my night.
Well, I bet it would.
And then I had to pretend that I didn't know this was coming, right? So I had to wait, I don't know what it was, like a week before they called me in and fired me, literally fired me. They called me up one morning.
And you had this knowledge. That's the worst.
I already knew.
Yeah.
I already knew, you know, and it was just horrible.
Yeah, because now you can't really tell that you were snooping, right?
No, you can't say anything because they would know that you got into the office and you saw this on a notepad.
Is that when you started stealing office supplies? Because you do have a problem with that.
I actually started that earlier.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. And that's not why I got fired, because I got caught.
Right.
Because I was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
I was really good at it.
Right. Yeah. I just wondered if that's where...
Yeah.
Because something happened in your life where this you're afraid you're never going to have a pen.
Guys, you wouldn't believe. You would not believe how much crap I've taken out of this building. It is unbelievable.
I know. You have Dreams a microphone that's worth $4,000.
I just got...
Bring that up.
No, I remind our boss, because he thinks, so BJ thinks that the boss will forget that he has a $4,000 microphone. Yep. So I intentionally, to sabotage BJ, bring it up to Kabasama and Mike all the time, like, oh yeah, just like that microphone that BJ has.
Yeah. but I think it's gotten to the point that he thinks it's a running joke.
Uh-huh.
And they don't realize that I really do have the microphone. You know? I think they feel like it's a running joke. And so I don't feel so bad about it right now.
Well, I'm going to keep reminding them. Yeah.
No, what about you? What's the worst way you ever get fired?
I can't tell you, really.
Why? Oh, come on.
It's humiliating.
Really?
No, this is share time.
I mean, that was the only time I ever got fired. In my whole career, I've never been fired except for that one time.
Oh, God. Well, no, because y'all make fun. All right, here we go. I don't care. I was a junior in high school, okay? I'm a junior in high school, and I'm a lifeguard. And I'm one hell of a good lifeguard, I tell ya.
I've seen you in action before.
Oh, my God, I'm amazing. All right, so I'm a lifeguard. So the manager of the swimming pool, he says, Jamie, I need to talk to you. And so I'm like, okay. So I come over, and he's like, we're getting complaints on your swimsuit. And if you don't change your swimsuit, we're going to have to fire you.
Oh. What was wrong with your swimsuit?
Apparently, it was a little...
Skimpy?
Yes.
Oh, really? A little too risque.
Really?
For the community pool.
Really? In Southern Illinois, they didn't go for that.
Well,
huh?
You remember it was back in the day where they cut really high on the thighs.
Oh,
like
go up,
way up on the thighs. Yeah. And so, okay, I feel like you're getting weird, like how you're looking at me.
Because he's imagining it.
Really high, huh?
Yeah, like, remember it was like the Pamela Anderson look, right?
You mean on your hips?
Yes, and so I had like the red, but mine was blue. A blue bathing suit was regular right here, you know, but you could see your... You know, if you're cold.
Yeah.
And then it went really high on the hips.
It was like the Baywatch.
Yeah, I thought I was Baywatch in junior high. Yeah. I mean, not junior high, a junior in high school.
And so you didn't change it.
I said, are you kidding? This is like Baywatch.
You fought back, huh?
Yeah, and he said, well, if you're not going to change it, I go, it's Baywatch, but blue.
And they canned you.
And he fired me.
By the way, I've seen Jamie in action with her, you know, her skills when it comes to being a lifeguard. We had a drunk listener rush into the ocean down in the Cayman Islands, and it was at night too. I mean, it was really a scary situation. Jamie got out of her seat on the beach. We're having dinner on the
beach,
and
then the Baywatch music started playing, and I ran really slow. My boobs were going boom, 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 boom. Not because they were up here and amazing, just because they're lower and they had moved.
It was quite a scene.
And my butt cheek was like, blah, 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 blah. But I ran and I saved her. It just wasn't pretty.
That's exactly how I remember it. Yeah, every detail you just said, that's kind of how I remember it too. But you did. You pulled her out of the water. Saved her life right there. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I think today is the day that if you are re-entering the country that you have to take that test, the COVID test, that like 24 hours before you come back in. If your hotel doesn't offer it, though, let's say you're in, the Cayman Islands, all right? And your hotel doesn't offer it. Isn't that going to be a pain to find a place within 24 hours?
I'm sure they're accommodating, I mean, especially if it's a big tourist place.
I'm sure they're
accommodating. I mean, when we went to the Bahamas, it was so easy. And I think you said when Hawaii?
Mexico.
Mexico. They really want people to travel. Yes. So, and I know what you're saying, but if it's an off country that maybe not so high in travel, but for the countries that's all they do is tourism, they got you handled.
Yeah, and this Omicron, it appears that this thing's no worse than the common cold. Is what everything I'm seeing. So it's not that really, I guess, that big a deal, is it?
I don't know. I just saw that Douglas County, do you know that the Douglas County, like school meetings, they have to have like security now and stuff because people get crazy?
Really?
I didn't even know this. I guess it's a whole thing with the parent and teachers, right. Not teachers, parents and the school board. Like, they wrote a whole thing, like, shame on you parents, and you only get, you know, 20 seconds to talk, and you calling and cussing and saying things out loud is, like, not necessary. I'm like, is that really going on?
Yeah, that's what it appears, because for me,
I didn't even know.
Wasn't the federal government looking into putting agents at these school board meetings?
Yeah, it's so crazy. Like, something? Are we really that... I mean, about masks, like, come on.
Man, so I go to the basketball game on Saturday up at CU, mm-hmm. to the gymnasium up there, and I think it's called the Coors Event Center. Anyway, it's Tennessee playing Colorado on Saturday. Now, you have to have a mask when you go into the building, right? But once you get in the building, everybody took their mask off. Mm-hmm. Once you got inside and you got seated and you were cheering or eating your hot dog and soda, whatever, everybody had their mask off. Although there were people walking around, security people walking around with little signs saying, you must wear a mask. But they weren't enforcing it. They just held up a sign.
That's not it.
The entire game. And you got to have a mask on. So it was just bizarre that you got to walk in with one. But once you get inside, everything's good.
Well, it's weird because on Friday, I went to go get all the girls' gift bags at Ultra, yeah. Ultra 3, whatever, Ultra. Mm-hmm. And so it said mask must be worn. Well, I'm in a loner car. So yeah. My masks are in my other car. And I'm like... And I just stood at the front door not knowing what to do, you guys, because I don't have a mask. And I was like, maybe I'll go in and ask if I can buy one. And I literally just froze. And I'm like, I don't even know where to go get a mask. They're in my house, and I don't want to drive over to my house. So I froze there. Well, then three people came out without masks on, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you just tested the waters?
Yeah.
Did you see the story of the guy with the fake arm?
Yes.
That went to get a
that
shot?
That is so funny. Ridiculous. And weird, and I don't even get it.
This is so cool. This guy, he needed the vaccination.
This is not so cool. This is so dumb.
People are stupid.
He's so stupid.
I think it's funny. Where the hell do you get a fake arm? Where do you buy one, right? But the guy literally needs a vaccination card because I think it's in Italy that everywhere you go, you've got to have a card in order to participate in any indoor activity whatsoever or go to a concert, whatever. So he goes to get his card, and his plan, his master plan is this. He gets a fake silicone arm. He takes his arm and obviously, you know, puts it down to his side, attaches it to his side, and then uses the fake arm where he rolls up the sleeve to get his shot. And obviously the nurse knows that this is a fake arm.
Yeah, like no one would notice.
Well, yeah, because probably the needle snapped. I mean, you can't get it. What?
Well, it was silicone. Okay. So the needle would actually go in. But she discovered that, hey, look, this arm is not real.
Oh, look, Schmidl is looking up body parts on Amazon, silicone body parts.
No, that's what he was wearing.
Well, they can't see what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like this whole, it's a whole chest and like arm and biceps. It's the whole thing. So it's just a giant silicone thing.
What's it cost?
I'm looking at
stop
it on
looking
New
at
York
that
Post.
Oh my god, he's looking at the wrong Schmidl.
That's the wrong body part.
That's the wrong body part.
It's silicone.
Oh my god.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.